This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
A first-generation Callaway County farming operation is in the second season of raising vegetables and produce in an effort to continue to diversify their farming operation. Scott and Shay Lowe own and operate Lowe Farms, with Scott noting they started the farm while in college.
Lowe Farms was established in 2002, and it was back when my wife and I, first year we were married, and I was still in college, actually, and my wife was getting her master's degree.
Scott says they started out with 2 acres of land and 2 acres of dark-fired tobacco, and have continued to grow.
We're diversified all the way from corn, soybeans, canola, wheat. We've got cattle. We've got hemp. We're growing around 80 acres of dark-fired tobacco.
2 years ago, he said they began raising vegetables and produce.
Around 50 acres of squash and zucchini. We've got 6 acres of cucumbers. We stepped off into strawberries this year, had 2 acres of strawberries, and we've got 230 acres of watermelons we've got in the ground this year, and 3 acres of gray squash.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our legendary Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs. Whether it's corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability. So famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Scott Lowe says cuts in tobacco forced him to look at other options for farm income.
Around 50% that we've been cut over the last 3 years. Had a gradual increase last year on some air-cured markets, but other than that, it's really taken a hit.
He adds there's a real need for produce in the United States.
There's just so much being bought overseas, and not really overseas, but Mexico and in the neighboring countries.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.